Well, you know what? I'm the last person to perform before the Mass, so whether I'll meet him or not, I don't know, but I should be not too far away from him. I imagine he'll be in the vicinity for the Mass, so he'll hear me, if nothing else. But hopefully we'll get to meet him.
Now, we have no assurances of what the crowd size will be. I presume you've performed before very large crowds before, but this could be one of the biggest. What are the challenges in performing out of doors versus some of the renowned concert halls you've been in, be they Carnegie Hall or, say, the Sydney Opera House?
Well, outdoor is unusual. Like in the stadium, for instance, in a stadium you have a lot of reverb. I don't know what to expect in the open air in Philadelphia. So you're in the hands, in the lap of the gods and in the lap of the sound man and what he can produce. And on this occasion, I think you have to wear, singers tend to wear what they call in-ears, because it brings the sound directly to your ear. So what you're hearing, you're getting the feedback of your voice and your sound, so you can guide and mark yourself through it. But who knows what to expect? it'll be crazy, but it'll be a wonderful experience.
What is the specific piece you'll be performing?
There's a number of pieces that I have offered up to sing, and I'm performing at least five numbers. Off the top of my head, How Great Thou Art will be one. Shelter Me. They're all of the spiritual / sacred repertoire. The other song, maybe with an Irish connection, would be You Raise Me Up, which people would have remembered Josh Groban recording it. Brendan Graham, the Irish composer, and Ralph Loveland came up with that wonderful piece. And then I think Amazing Grace may be in the program as well. So I'm just waiting for the final, believe it or not, with 24 hours to go. It's down to the wire as to what may be in and what not be, may be in, you know.
Is this the first time you've performed in our city since performing at the 2010 Liberty Medal ceremony?
No, I have been back in and around Philadelphia. I have performed at different events and concerts on the solo capacity. I'm not sure, maybe I was there with the Irish Tenors off the top of my head. I can't remember. We may have been there for a Christmas performance, but I've been in and out of the city a lot. It's a place I've visited over the years a lot, and it's a great city. It's great fun.
As you've mentioned, the Irish Tenors, the plight of migrants has been a theme that Pope Francis has touched on repeatedly to date in his short time here in the Americas. And the Irish Tenors PBS special Live from Ellis Island was a tribute to U.S. immigrants and the first time that your group ever performed at Ellis Island.
Yeah, it was a wonderful opportunity for the Irish Tenors to record and perform in Ellis Island. It was the welcoming mat for people all over the world that came through Ellis Island to a new world and to a new life and a life of hope. And likewise, I suppose, Pope Francis is bringing that same message. He's trying to, you know, bring people into the Catholic Church and to renew it and refresh it and bring in a message of hope and forgiveness and bringing people together and opening up the doors and opening up to everybody.
Lastly, tell us about your work with the charity Wells of Life, and there's a Pope connection there as well.
There is, yes. The charity was set up by a fellow Wexford man and a neighbor of mine, Nicholas Jordan, the president, and he asked me if I would come on board as an ambassador. He saw I was performing at some high-profile events, and he said, we really could do with the publicity that you gain on your performances. And I said, absolutely, anything we can do to help this worthy charity. They have their aim is at 1,000 wells over a 10-year period, and they have, I think, drilled the 144th well at present, and it's a small token of $6 a month to provide clean water to families in Uganda, in Africa. And in fact, they dedicated a well in my name and in the honour of the 9/11 memorial. So it's Anthony Kearns 9/11 memorial well, and most recently they've just dug a well for Pope Francis, dedicating to Pope Francis, who will be visiting Uganda, as it happens, in November. So that's the charity that I'm working with at present, and I think it's a wonderful cause, and all good people coming together. As I say, all boats rise on the rising tide, and we're working together to do our little bit.
Mr. Kearns, on behalf of WHYY and our region, thanks so much for taking time, and I hope everything goes wonderfully tomorrow.
Please, God, and thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Our Father.